This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. There's been an increase in assaults and robberies of postal carriers, with 412 incidents reported across the country in 2022. Members of the National Association of Letter Carriers gathered on Fountain Square recently to rally for greater protections. Today, we're going to talk about the increase in mail thefts, the protections that mail carriers are seeking, and how these crimes affect the security of our postal system. Joining me now are National Association of Letter Carriers Branch 43 President Ted Thompson. Welcome, Ted.
Thanks for having me.
Hamilton County Sheriff's Office Detective Ryan Burke. Thanks for being here, Detective Burke.
Hi, Lucy. Thank you for having me today.
And Local 12 News reporter Luke Jones. Welcome, Luke.
Good to be here, Lucy.
Do you have questions or comments about these crimes against postal carriers? You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. Ted, as I mentioned, the U.S. Postal Service says it recorded 412 mail carrier robberies across the U.S. in 2022. What are you seeing locally?
Well, since January 2022, we've had either 17 assaults or armed robberies against Branch 43 members.
Wow. And what kind of territory does Branch 43 cover? I mean, how broad a geographic area are we talking about?
So Branch 43 covers most of Southwest Ohio. We have about 1,700 members. We go north up to Springboro or the Wilmington area on 71, west to Indiana, south to Kentucky, and east to Mount Orb. So we cover a large geographic area in Southwest Ohio. But all of these robberies, with the exception of one, have been in Cincinnati.
Ted, what's happening to these postal carriers who get robbed?
In what way?
Well, I mean, are they physically hurt? I mean, I'm sure it's emotionally upsetting no matter what. What are some of the situations that they're running into with these crimes?
Sure. So there's no norm, right, for all of these people. Everybody takes it a little bit different. So, you know, you do have an emotional toll that takes effect in it. Luckily, we have not had a carrier here that has been shot. That has happened throughout the country where carriers have been shot. Unfortunately, one of them was even killed. So we haven't had any of that here. We have had indirect injuries as a result of some of the robberies. For example, getting a gun put in your face and you kind of take a step back. But when you take that step back, you trip and you fall down and you twist your ankle at the same time. So, I mean, there's been physical injuries, nothing major as far as the physical part. But there's been a large emotional toll for some of our members that have gone through this because it's just not an occupation that, you know, you ever thought you would have a gun put in your face.
Right.
You know, you never thought you'd have to go home and tell your wife or your husband or significant other or mother, friend, you know, you just got robbed at gunpoint. It's just it's a new phenomenon.
Luke, you reported on this. Where has this been reported, these different robberies? What neighborhoods are we seeing this in?
Well, we're seeing it happen mainly in different parts within the city of Cincinnati, one in Over the Rhine, one in Mount Auburn, but also in places like Green Township. We reported on one in Covington. Norwood has had two. In fact, the first one in January 2022, that was in Norwood. So quite a diverse geographic spread, but definitely seems to be concentrated within Cincinnati city limits.
Detective Burke, it was reported that a postal worker had a gun pointed at his head and was told to hand over his master key. Was that the start of blue mailbox robberies locally once the criminal had that key? What kind of access do keys like that provide?
Yeah, we do believe that that was kind of the start of it. Those keys, from what we understand and what we've learned over the past year and a half, is the majority of those keys are universal to the blue mailboxes. So when you put your mail in there, if someone has access to that key, they have access to any of the blue mailboxes. So they are able to go in there and take pretty much whatever they want out of the mailboxes.
And what are you finding, Detective Burke, that criminals are after? What are they looking for in the mail, and what are they doing with it after they find it?
So it seems like what they're doing is they are pulling up to the mailboxes, doing a kind of a quick grab of the mail. They'll open the mailboxes. They'll either grab a handful or a stack of mail that's on the inside, or they grab the entire carton of mail. And what we found out is that they then are taking that to a secondary location and they go through all those pieces of mail. They open them up looking for anything of value, whether it's gift cards or checks. And what they're doing with the checks is they're taking those then, and they're either altering the checks or washing the checks and putting new amounts, new pay to the order of, and they're going and they're cashing these checks. So what's kind of happening is these people that are sending checks in the mail, they are not finding out for weeks or months later that a check they might have written for $200 or $300 was cashed at a bank somewhere in a different state. For instance, might be cashed for $5,000 out of their account.
Wow. And this check washing that you mentioned, as I understand it, that's where thieves use chemicals to kind of remove information on the check and change the amounts to so they get a bigger haul.
Yeah, that's correct. The other thing they're doing is using the routing numbers and basically copying checks and just rewriting new amounts and new pay to the order of on those. We've had quite a substantial loss over the past year and a half or so. We've had here in at least Hamilton County, we've had between 200 and 250 cases of this, and we're ranging anywhere between $1.5 million and $2 million in loss.
Wow. I want to remind our listeners, we're talking about the increase in the number of robberies and assaults of postal carriers. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk at wvxu.org. Luke, I know you reported that the U.S. Postal Service announced some measures last May to try to reduce these thefts. What did the Postal Service say it would do?
So they said they'd be outfitting 49,000 of their blue collection boxes with electronic locks. So they'll no longer require these master keys. And that's what a lot of these thieves are going after when they rob postal carriers. They want those master keys because they have access to multiple blue collection boxes and they're able to steal mail. The problem is, though, that the best number we found for how many collection boxes they have total throughout the country, 139,000. So 49,000, that's just over a third of the total. It's going to reduce these robberies, surely. It doesn't seem like it's going to eliminate it.
We did ask a representative from the U.S. Postal Service to join us for this interview. They declined. They did provide a statement. The full statement is on our website, wvxu.org, but here's part of it. The Postal Service responded, "The Postal Service and Postal Inspection Service have seen an increase in robberies of letter carriers and mail theft as crime has risen across the country. This is why Project Safe Delivery was launched on May 12, 2023, to keep our letter carriers and the mail safe from criminals. We look forward to sharing our progress on Project Safe Delivery with the American people soon." The statement continues, "The U.S. Postal Inspection Service takes every opportunity available to educate the American public on mail theft, fraud, and other crimes impacting the public, to share our prevention messaging, and to proactively alert the public on crime trends in the country." Again, that full statement's on our website. Ted, what are you seeing locally with this Project Safe Delivery approach? Has there been time for anything to happen with that yet?
No, there's been nothing, and I'm not giving any kind of a time frame for this to take place. So it came out in May, right? And here we are in the middle of September, and nothing's changed, and there's no expected implementation date or anything for the Cincinnati area.
And you don't have information, you know, Luke was talking about these electronic locks. You haven't gotten any information about whether different parts of the region might be targeted for those?
Well, I've been told that the Cincinnati area is on the list to get those, but not when.
Okay. Detective Burke, what has the sheriff's office seen this year in terms of mail theft? You were talking about how much has it, you know, accumulated. As you've been looking at this over the past year and a half, have you seen any kind of increase this year, or what's the trend looking like?
To date, we've actually seen a bit of a decrease. We haven't been getting as many coming in through our office as we were at the beginning of 2023 and into 2022. It seems to go along with whenever the robberies are, whether there's a current robbery or not. That's kind of seems when we see a spike in that. But recently, to date, it's been kind of on the decline. And I can't tell you specifics on case numbers as far as that goes. But I know as far as the beginning of the year and into 2022, it was we were getting multiple cases a week. And now it's, you know, I might get one once a month at this point right now.
Ted, explain what the union wants in terms of protections for postal carriers. And in addition to protections, what do you all want to see in terms of response to this problem?
Well, I mean, first, Lucy, there's no singular solution, right? I mean, the real singular solution would be for the criminals just to stop doing it. But obviously, that's not going to happen. And, you know, there's going to be bad people out there. So you really have to look at it with all the different stakeholders that can be involved in it. Because for every letter carrier that gets robbed, it has the potential of dealing with hundreds of people dealing with mail theft or check fraud or identity theft or those kinds of things. So the first part of the rally we had the other week was just to bring public awareness to it. You know, I know Luke Jones, he's reported on, you know, some of the issues as well as some of the other reporters throughout Cincinnati. And it might be, you know, a quick headline on the evening news or something for the paper the next day. But I don't know if, you know, people were really familiar with how much it's going on. And then with how much is going on, what the impact for them actually could be as postal customers or patrons. So the first thing was just to get the public, you know, awareness going, and then to also let them know if you see something, say something, right? You know, letter carriers, I know plenty of my members, they've been on their routes for 20 or more years. And, you know, they know the names of their customers, their kids, where they go, what they do, all of those kinds of things. And, you know, we're always a part of that community. So it was just kind of asking the community now, with the severity of what's going on, to kind of look out for us if you can. For example, our last robbery that happened, it was done by an individual, and he was wearing a ski mask, long sleeve shirt, long pants, in the middle of the summertime when it's 80, 85 degrees outside, right? That's not normal. So, you know, if you see something suspicious, you know, maybe call and say something to somebody. So that's, you know, one thing that we wanted to get out. But when it comes to the Postal Service and the Postal Inspection Service, they need to devalue the reason why we're being targeted, right? So, you know, and that's using the technology that we have available. You know, that's expediting, you know, what do they call it, Project Safe Delivery, Project Safe Carrier, whatever they call it, and getting this technology installed to where it could, you know, become a less of an issue. You know, hopefully, you know, it might abate it. That'll be seen over time what it does. But they have that technology now. So let's get it now. Let's install it now. So then you have to look at, is it a funding issue? If it's a funding issue, then what do we need to do to get it funded, right? Do we need to get Congress involved? You know, Congressman Greg Landsman, he attended our meeting there. You know, so do we need to get Congress involved, whether that's, you know, right now in the Ways and Means Committee in the House of Representatives and looking at coming up something that can gain, you know, overwhelming bipartisan support on our issues. So we want to get, you know, our lawmakers involved as well, which was why it was important for us to have them. Then we want, you know, law enforcement to be aware of it. You know, not that the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, obviously, you know, they're aware of it. Some of the areas where we've had a higher crime rates, for example, our Grosbeck office, we've had 4 carriers robbed out of that office. Oh. You know, a lot of that's Coleraine Township's police department out there. And they did a great job recently in apprehending one of the suspects of that robbed a carrier. But we also have a lot of smaller police departments throughout Hamilton County and small municipalities throughout Hamilton County that may not be aware of it to the extent of what it is. And so, you know, when they're out there and they're on their patrols, you know, if they can, or if, you know, they're aware of it, maybe stop and ask the carrier, hey, how you doing? Have you seen anything? You know, just have a conversation with them just to check in. And then it's for the Postal Inspection Service, right? What more do they need to do? You know, if it's a funding issue, do we need more postal inspectors? They have to do something more to protect us. Then we got to look at the actual prosecution rates for these, right? And right now, nationally, since 2020, there's about a 14% prosecution rate, which is already a low number. So we want to increase that number, right? So does that mean, you know, what resources do we need to be able to put into this? And what is it going to take to be able to put into that to get a higher prosecution rate? And then with a higher prosecution rate, we need the Department of Justice to start doing their job a little bit more. And that's taking these that are caught to federal court instead of dealing with them in a local municipality or a county court system, you know, where, for example, someone might get a simple assault charge, you know, 6-month max sentence. They need to take these people to federal court because they're attacking a federal employee. And those that are caught need to be punished to the maximum extent of the law and serve time in prison, not a county jail. So it's really a combination of all of those where there's no one singular solution. But the idea behind having the rally the other week was to get all of those stakeholders together, right? Let's get all the major stakeholders together there and start having these conversations because it's gone on too long and our message was enough's enough.
Yeah. Luke, what have you been hearing from viewers? What kind of reaction or response have you been getting from viewers since you've done these stories? I know, for one, people can become very close with their postal carriers. They don't want to see them hurt. And then, of course, there are these concerns about mail security and what's happening to mail that gets put in these blue boxes or, you know, goes through the system.
Yeah, I could tell you a lot of postal customers just don't trust those blue boxes anymore. They'd much rather walk into their post office and you know, hand in a letter, hand in a package rather than trust it to one of those blue boxes. Of course, there are some ways, if you do want to continue to utilize them to try and, you know, minimize the risk of theft. For instance, pay attention to the hours on that boxes, the pickup times, right? And try and drop it off as close to that pickup time as possible. So right after you drop it off, you know, it's going to come and get picked up and it's going to go where it's supposed to. But just a real lack of faith in what's being done. That's kind of the broad message I'm hearing from the community right now. And to your point about people's relationships with their postal carriers, you're right. It's very close-knit. They develop these relationships, oftentimes the same postal carriers delivering to the same street for years. They get to know them. They're very concerned about their safety. One good thing I've seen is people have been very forthcoming about turning over video footage they may have when these robberies do occur. These days, so many people have those doorbell cameras. So many people are outfitting their homes with surveillance cameras, and that can only help the Postal Inspection Service when they're doing these investigations.
Yeah. Ted, do postal carriers, have they started feeling like they have to protect themselves by carrying pepper spray or something else in case they're the victims of one of these crimes?
Well, we already kind of carry pepper spray anyway. It's called dog spray, but it's essentially, you know, pepper spray that says dog spray, right? So, I mean, every carrier right now should always have two cans of that they carry with them. I mean, but here's the problem, Lucy, is whether you're talking about pepper spray, and I've had members, you know, general public people, you name it, ask me questions, you know, that it goes from what you just said right there, maybe a pepper spray to, you know, others saying, you know, why can't carriers carry, you know, a handgun, right? And here's the problem with anything. When you're talking about self-defense, no matter what it is, right, is a lot of these crimes are happening and they happen real quick, right? So unless you see the person coming at you from 100 yards away, you're never going to really be able to prepare for it until you turn around and the gun's in your face.
Sure.
Right. And it doesn't matter what you're carrying at that point. You know, there's nothing you can do if that criminal decided to pull the trigger, right? So, you know, when it comes to a self-defense or, you know, what could be done, you know, for ourselves there, you know, the evidence has started to show that there's really not much you can do in those situations because they just happen so quick.
Sure. And the whatever you've got can be used against you, of course. Detective Burke, what advice does your office have for people to ensure their mail is secure and that they aren't victims of these mail thefts? I know Luke said, check the timing on your blue box, make sure you don't get it in there too early. What are you all telling people?
Well, we definitely want to reiterate what he said about checking the times on the blue mailboxes. We did an online campaign early in 2023 with the sheriff. And basically, we were kind of warning everyone to, and until there's a solution, kind of like what Ted's talking about, and locking these boxes up better, we were have been requesting the citizens of Hamilton County to take the extra step to go inside the post office and deliver your package that way. I know the blue mailboxes are, you know, they're very convenient. And it seems to be kind of an older generation thing that people go to the mailbox, you know, because they don't really trust the online stuff. But we really are urging people to go inside the post office, take that extra step and secure your package with, you know, hand it to someone inside or use the mailboxes in the inside of the post office.
Well, I can imagine that if you do put it in the blue box, you might have a bill that doesn't get paid that you don't find out about for months and that sort of thing. Is that some of the stuff you're hearing about, Detective?
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, a lot of these people will send out a payment through the mail, expecting that to get to its destination. It doesn't. And then they don't know until weeks and even months later that check, again, that they might have written for $200 to Duke, that now has been cashed for $10,000 on their account.
Well, I've been talking with National Association of Letter Carriers Branch 43 President Ted Thompson, Hamilton County Sheriff's Office Detective Ryan Burke, and Local 12 News reporter Luke Jones. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Asiya Johnson. Technical director is Ella Rowan. If you miss our program live, you can subscribe to Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening.